program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, September 13th, 2020. Life and Times. Playhouse Working Through Pandemic by Shirlene Guerra. Special to the Odessa American. In early March, Odessa restaurants were full. People were out watching movies, playing sports, going to church, school, eating a family cookout, and enjoying the spring finale of Dream Team Showcase at the Permian Playhouse Theater. COVID-19 has taken a brutal toll on live theater performances, but Permian Playhouse officials are eager to adapt and overcome the challenges that it faces. Quote, "We are investigating several innovative productions to be performed this season and at the beginning of next season," said Playhouse Board President Nicole Vanderford. While the Playhouse is busy reimagining its performance season, socially distanced activities are still taking place. The Kaleidoscope Company is offering workshops for middle and high school students interested in honing their acting skills. Due to social distancing, enrollment is limited. Students will wear a face mask and have their temperatures taken at the door prior to entering. Younger students can enroll in the Permian Playhouse and perform a virtual showcase on Facebook at the end of their classes. This is not the theater's first time offering classes since the coronavirus pandemic. This summer, a limited number of campers socially distanced and performed the Aristocats. While the classes and campers provide some income for the theater, without traditional performances, theater officials are going to think outside the box. The annual Divas and Desserts fundraiser is being reimagined. There are plenty of fundraising events that can be safely executed with COVID restrictions in mind. We are planning some outdoor theatrical and musical events. However, all the events we are planning is in consideration of not only presenting entertainment opportunities to the community, but doing so safely, Vanderford said. Registration is now open for the theater school and KC workshops for fall 2020. Reach them at their Facebook page, Permian Playhouse, theater manager at permianplayhouse.com, or at 432-362-2329. On the net, permianplayhouse.com. Bad Dates Turned Into Book by Sam Waller, S-W-A-L-L-E-R at OAOA.com. Rebecca Manley knew early in life that she wanted to be a writer. With the release of her first published work, Alexandra and the Awful, Awkward, No Fun, Truly Bad Dates, a picture book parody for adults from Ulysses Press, Manley combines her educational background, career ambitions, personal experiences, and observations into a whimsical look at the pitfalls of the modern dating scene for a nearly 30 professional woman. Quote, "I was in third grade when I decided I wanted to be a writer, and I've been some way or another working on this ever since," Manley said. Quote, "This isn't my first picture book for adults, but it's the first one that sold. There'll be more good news coming soon. This is just the start of my career, and I'm really excited about it." Quote, "They say, write what you know, and I've had a lot of bad dates. It's just fun to write about it and laugh. I can either laugh or cry, and I choose to laugh. I just write down stories and ideas. I also collect friends' stories, and a lot of them are completely made up, but a lot of them have hints of truth that I've either experienced or heard of people experiencing." Manley, who lives in Austin, where she runs the Texas Center for the Book at the Texas State Library and Archive Commission, has long-standing ties to the Permian Basin, although she has only a brief stint as a resident of the area. Her father, Reverend Darrell Manley, served as a minister at Midland's Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, and her brother Joshua was born in Midland. The family moved to Lubbock when Reverend Manley entered graduate school, during which time Manley and her twin sister, Rachel, were born, but never quite achieved the goal of returning to Midland until her mother, Cindy, did so in 2005. "We grew up coming to Midland," Manley said. "We had a lot of family, friends, godparents here. My dad actually baptized us in Holy Trinity Episcopal Church." After graduating from Grand Canyon University in 2005, Manley served as a social hostess and assistant cruise director for Carnival Cruise Line before pursuing a graduate degree. "I wanted three things in my life at that point," she said. "I wanted to be around people, walk to work, and travel and get paid for it." Manley said her connection to the Permian Basin has left an indelible mark on her life. Quote, "I can't even articulate how important it is to have friends and family in West Texas," she said. Quote, "Even random things like when I was home from the cruise ships before I started grad school. I was eating at Luigi's with some of my mom's friends, and they asked me what were my next steps. I said I'd like to buy a lime green Beetle and drive to Roanoke and go to grad school. Someone said their neighbor was selling a lime green Beetle. 3 days later, I bought that car." That's just how Midland Odessa works. People love to help each other out and support each other. Manley earned an MFA in children's literature from Hollins University in Roanoke, Virginia, with a concentration on the picture book format. "I knew I'd want to write for adults as well," she said. "I just didn't know I'd be combining the two eventually. That was a fun outcome. I really enjoy creative nonfiction and putting pieces of my life in my writing. I think it's fun to show pieces of yourself in an authentic way. I'm having a lot of fun with it. One of the keys with children's literature is you kind of have to market to the parents. I'm willing and able to market directly and share the book directly. I have a lot of fun pieces that are going to be coming out along with my website, www.rebeccamanley.com. That's www.rebeccamanley.com. Whether writing or dating, Manley said, a strong support base has proved helpful. "One of the things that I joke about, but I'm very serious, is that writing and dating are not solitary sports," she said. "They're not done all by oneself. It takes a lot of support and teammates to cheer and be there and bounce ideas off of. I have people I call after dates or people I call when I think I'm going to sell a book and then don't. I think there's this idea that people date by themselves. It's just this thing that they do over and over. Or write by themselves at a desk in a windowless room. Really, for me and many people I know, writing and dating are not things we do all by ourselves. It takes a community." With that in mind, Manley recently launched an application to date me on her blog, Brave Tutu. https://www.bravetutu.com/blog/application-2-date-me. "It is serious, but it's also something really funny," Manley said. "I'm laughing about it. If nothing else, I'll get a good story, and I love those. The main character, Alexandra, is all about being empowered, so I'm literally taking a page from my own book. Alexandra and the Awful, Awkward, No Fun, Truly Bad Dates, a picture book parody for adults, is scheduled for an October 13th release, but may be pre-ordered from booksellers such as Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Target through Manley's website." Master Gardeners. Get a head start on spring by planting in the fall by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Did you know that fall is the time to plant many things? Trees, shrubs, spring bulbs, strawberries, and wildflowers are best planted in the fall, which gives them a chance to develop a good root system before spring. Wildflowers are best planted in October and are a beautiful addition to your landscape. First, buy seeds from a reliable source. Check the internet for seed companies that offer seeds specifically for West Texas. When planting, lightly tilt the soil because seed-to-soil contact is needed for good germination. When the seeds are planted, tamp them down and water. During the fall and winter, keep the weeds out of the bed. Potatoes can also be planted in the fall since they get a head start on the growing season. They will start to grow roots as soon as the temperature is right. If you plant in the fall, your job is much easier than in the spring, since you won't have to work the soil. First, you will need to purchase your seed potatoes. Since they are not readily available in the fall, you can plant whole potatoes in the fall. When selecting fall seed potatoes, pick ones that are firm and look healthy, about the size of an egg or larger. Avoid soft, mushy potatoes. Next, get the area ready that you plan to use to grow your potatoes. Use a no-till system. Make a furrow and place the seed potatoes about 8 inches apart. Then cover with 2 inches of wood chips, which will provide fertilizer to the plants. Add another 4 inches of wood chip mulch, which will protect them from the winter cold. As the temperatures warm in the new year, your potatoes will begin to grow. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Take advantage of the cooler weather by Jeanette Costanone. It is time to start your fall plantings. It is important to know that there are still so many things that can grow during the cooler months. All gardening doesn't happen during spring. During these months, you should be taking out your summer flowers and veggies and cleaning out your beds. It is the perfect time to begin planting cabbage, lettuce, and spinach seeds. You can also begin planting herb seeds, such as parsley, dill, fennel, garlic, and cilantro. Your tomatoes and peppers should begin producing fruit again. Your trees will begin losing their leaves, and it is important to rake these up and add them to your compost pile. They are a hot commodity for any gardener who loves to compost, so ask around your neighborhood if anyone needs some compost materials. Just make sure the leaves have not been treated with any chemicals. Lastly, make sure that you take advantage of the cooler weather to start planting some trees. The cooler temperatures will give the tree a better chance of establishing itself and have a great first bloom in the spring. Fall doesn't have to lack gardening. There are still so many things you can plant and grow during these months. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Costanone at ag.tamu.edu. That's janette.Costanone at ag.tamu.edu. Or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Jeanette Costanone. Costanone is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.costanone@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Calvin, a 10-week-old male cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. Calvin is black with a little white spot on his throat or underneath his throat and some more white on his underside. His eyes are green. Freddie, a 3-year-old male Chihuahua mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Freddie is tan in color and is looking very cheerful in the photo. To adopt Calvin or Freddie, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, September 12, 2020. Pins need to find their way back to the office. Melanie Nicholas, columnist. The Hubs and I were having lunch together last week when I told him I couldn't decide on a column topic. I rarely run out of things to say or stories to tell, but between school and dance and piano and the endless washing of cloth face masks and water bottles, I just haven't had time to gather my thoughts on the week. I asked the Hubs why he hadn't done anything funny or worth poking fun of. I mean, I've already told y'all about his peanut butter and jelly sandwich compulsion and his obsession with normal hair shampoo. Looking up at me over his plate, he asked me not to write anything about him because the folks at work are still giving him a hard time about the picture I sent his controller back in February. Now, if you don't know what a controller is, let me explain it to you. The controller is the chief financial strategist, the person who makes sure budgets are met and not blown. They control the expenditures in an office. If someone wants to buy a new desk, the expenditure has to go through the controller. If someone wants to get reimbursed for meals eaten on an out-of-town business trip, the payment has to be reviewed and approved by the controller. The controller is the literal check on the bank balance. It is a position that bears much responsibility and the reason why most controllers take the job very, very seriously. The Hub's controller is so effective and revered at his office, co-workers have given her the fearsome nickname, P-Money. But in this case, I should say nom de plume, because P-Money also controls the office supplies. So, back in February, P-Money sent me a picture of the Hubs holding 2 Pilot ink pens with the following message. Good morning. When these 2 pens show up at your house, would you please send him back with all the other pens he has carried home? We might not get a bonus this year if he keeps this up. Ha ha ha. To which I replied with my own photo. A plastic shoebox literally filled with ballpoint pens and highlighters I had removed from every table, drawer, and suit pocket in the house during a cleaning spree. I would like to tell you that I would, I replied, but this is my pile from 2 weeks ago. Could I send the box back to work with him the following day, she wondered. I apologized profusely, but unfortunately the pins have already been filed in the round file I keep under the kitchen counter. He's killing me, she said. I told her I knew exactly what she meant. We have ruined countless loads of laundry with pins missed, stained a leather chair when he sat down with the pin in his back pocket. And now my blasted dog, Cleo, has developed a fondness for chewing on them. Out, damned spot, out! I do not want my couch or new living room rug ruined. So, when I see a pin in my house, it goes straight to the trash. I have also asked the dry cleaners to stop returning the ones they find in his clothes, too. I suggested that if there was a pin shortage at the office, she do what I do when I need a pin. Rifle through his car. I assured her there would probably be at least a dozen rolling around in there. Apparently, P. Money and the gang have the right stuff, because now everyone is in on the pin jokes. Whenever folks come to his office needing his signature on something, they bring their own pins and then insist loudly on getting them back before he can cart them off. You know, Melanie, this is all your fault. If you would stop hiding pins for me at home, I wouldn't need to keep getting more. Everyone should be able to find a pin to take a note or sign something. I feel like I've spent half our marriage asking where things are. First you put them in my bedside drawer, then you move them into a box in the closet, then you put some in the junk drawer. I can never find a pin, or a phone charger for that matter, anywhere. The next thing you know, you'll be hiding things in the silverware drawer. I shut that down quick. I told him this was my column, not his chance to write a poison pin letter, and he could forget about me making fun of myself. I confiscate and dispose, I do not hide. I wrote back to P. Money, suggesting she take advantage of the upcoming new fiscal year and deduct a lump sum pin payment from his check each January. She liked the idea very much and thought maybe she would send him a bill. I just hope she isn't counting on him to write her a check. Melanie Nicholas is a full-time mama and writer. She and the Hubs have two children, Parks a Lot, 12, and Bodacious, 9. You can follow her amazing adventures fighting grime and insecurity on Facebook, Instagram, and at www.melanienicholas.com.
Odessen wins prestigious scholarship. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. Mason Marshall has long had a growing curiosity in plants. Recently named an Altman Family Scholarship winner, Marshall is working toward a master's degree in horticulture science and ultimately a doctorate from Texas A&M University. The American Floral Endowment website says the Altman Family Scholarship was created in 2015 by Ken and Dina Altman, owners of Altman Plants, as one of the numerous efforts supported by the couple to improve education and research for the industry. The scholarship provides $5,000 to assist in funding the education of full-time graduate students, master's or PhD, who will become leading floricultural scientists and educators, the site says. Marshall added that the Altman family is a greenhouse succulent grower, possibly the largest in the nation, supplying chains like Home Depot and Lowe's. Marshall is a Permian High School grad, got his basics at Odessa College, and earned a bachelor's degree in horticulture science from Texas A&M in December, with two minors in entomology and plant breeding. He is working toward a master's degree, hopefully in the spring of 2022, in horticulture science. His emphasis is on greenhouse and floricultural production and research. What got him interested in horticulture was working at Yard Dog in Odessa. Quote, Randy and Lynn Correa really got me interested in greenhouse production. I was really interested in going the route of a pharmacist at the time. They switched my interest into greenhouse production. That got me interested in A&M, Marshall said. Lynn Correa is beyond proud of Marshall for winning the scholarship. She said Marshall never fails to spend time with her and her husband when he comes home, and he always works in the greenhouse with them. To the Correas, he is a family member. Quote, No one deserves the scholarship more than Mason Marshall. He's the most dedicated employee anyone could ever ask for. He was dedicated not only to our business, but he was dedicated to our horticulture, Lynn Correa said. He took it personally. You can't believe what kind of scholarship that is. When you pick four people in the nation, that's amazing. But no one deserves it better than he does, Lynn Correa said. Marshall said there are a number of things that appeal to him about horticulture, including how colorful and peaceful it is. Quote, You can find plants everywhere. It's a growing industry. It's like a staple because anywhere you look outside at the landscape or someone's house, you're going to see plants. That's what makes me feel a sense of job security, but at the same time, I enjoy doing it because of the colorfulness aspect. It's peaceful. It's working outside, Marshall said. Currently, he is growing hybrid sunflowers. Quote, and we are applying plant growth regulators in different rates and different combinations, like tank mixes, mixing different chemicals together to try and eliminate manual labor. Growing plants on a large scale, you have to have a lot of people coming in, pinching them and manually physically altering the plant, whereas we can come in with chemicals and we can just spray it and hopefully chemically pinch the plant or chemically retard the growth and make it more compact so it's more ideal for shipping. But at the same time, it cuts down on labor, so there's a lot of new hybrid sunflowers on the market. When we think of sunflowers, we think of single stem with one big head. But the sunflowers I'm growing are more like a shrub, more like an ornamental plant than a flower, Marshall said. The scholarship is specifically for master's and PhD students. The application process for the Altman Scholarship included submitting a video explaining your research and what you will be doing on your thesis. Quote, you give them updates. You also give them a written essay explaining why you're applying, Marshall said. When he found out he had earned the scholarship, Marshall said he was a little shocked because it was summer and school was over. Quote, I was happy because it was something that's hard to get. It just felt good. I felt like a pat on the back type of thing for things that I've been accomplishing, Marshall said. He said two people are usually chosen, but this year there were four, including himself. It is for $5,000, and you can reapply. Quote, it really helps me tremendously as far as with my tuition, so it will help me finish up school, Marshall said. New leadership. Bowie principal focused on students. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. Bowie Middle School principal Paul Fulce is already feeling at home in his new digs and his new district. An experienced school teacher with that global experience, Fulce comes to Ector County ISD from a position as head of schools at Knightsbridge Schools International in Bogota, Colombia. His background also includes leadership stints at schools in Spain, Dallas, and Irving. A Dallas native, Fulce went to Jesuit College Prep in Dallas. He earned a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's degree in professional studies from Regis University in Denver. He earned a second master's in educational leadership from Sam Houston State University. His mother is a retired cancer researcher, and his father is a retired police sergeant who is now sheriff in Wood County. Fulce said he was first going to be a doctor, but career tests told him a better field for him would be a chef, police officer, or teacher. Although he said he is a good cook, Fulce decided on teaching. He taught and was principal at several private and charter schools. Quote, I took to teaching like a fish to water. I worked at Bishop Dunn for 5 years, and I taught science and theater and coached rugby. I just loved it. After 5 years, you start to think, what's next? At that point, I'd gotten a master's degree in education. I thought, okay, maybe I'll do something else, counseling or administration. When you work in an insular environment, and you look around and you realize maybe in 5 years you'll get to be a department chair. Maybe in 10 years you'll get to be an assistant principal. I don't think it was fast enough for me, Fulce said. Through one of his friends, he got in touch with a couple who were involved with Uplift Education, a charter school organization. The Uplift schools are international baccalaureate campuses, so Fulce networked with schools around the world and got a chance to move to Spain. Quote, in 2013, I sold my house, sold my car, gave all my furniture away, and took 10 boxes to Barcelona, Spain. That was it. I lived in Barcelona for 4 years. I was the middle school, high school principal at Benjamin Franklin International School. Just an absolutely phenomenal experience, Fulce said. Barcelona was where he met his husband, Alex, who who is a hotel manager. Before coming to Odessa, Fulce got a chance to work for Knightsbridge Schools International